Good evening. Welcome to our next evolution. I have to compliment everyone for your commitment, your persistence, your love of the light and spirit. For creating this beautiful container for all of us to be supported and held. So, thank you for being here. So, I know since January, it's been quite a path, and we needed to get to this crescendo in mid-July. In order to then take a break to integrate further. Let's see, Lori, did you have something you wanted to say? Your microphone's on.
Oh, I'm so
Oh,
sorry.
it's okay. I just wondered if you had something to
No,
share. Okay.
sorry.
So being able to be in tune with the waves of awakening that are going on. You really deserve a lot of credit for staying with it. It's been quite strenuous and quite enlightening and evolving. So I really feel privileged to be with this group. So tonight we will activate the sacred circle around the healing through coherence topic. And each time we start a new 6-week session, we do activate the circle and attune to a new set of guides and frequencies. And it's not because I set the intention for this or you set the intention for this. These topics were given by the guides, meaning they were very willing to work with us to help us understand everything that they're trying to teach us. And, I was looking through the last couple of years of classes, and there's similar themes each year. And each year we're able to go deeper and deeper and come into deeper awareness of the luminous beings and guides that are with us and really holding us through a transition that's extremely difficult. So each year, we are brought into a deeper space. And this year is another year of extreme acceleration. And I'm curious how the sleeping patterns have been, how your sense of the energy has been. I know that there was a 8.9 quake in the Philippines, and today there was a 6.1 right on the edge of Cuba, and people felt that in Florida. And so, there have been a lot of earth movements, a lot of solar activity. I feel like a big klutz this week. I just keep banging. I call it my what do I call it? I forgot what I call it, but it's like every time I turn around, I'm banging into something and disoriented in a lot of ways with my environment. And my body is going through some kind of reorganization. Once again, in terms of the toroidal field and the fluctuations that are going on between the planetary energies and the solar and cosmic energies. So maybe a few of you could share what you've been experiencing. Would you be willing to do that?
Sarah, it's Lisa. You beautifully explained the klutziness. Yeah, so I don't need to go there. Really, just really not on this planet sometimes, but obviously my feet are on the planet, and I really felt substantial shift, I think, Thursday into Friday, and my body is usually the barometer, and things shifted greatly in a positive direction. And then yesterday, Sunday, I didn't know of the earthquakes until this evening, and my bones started hurting in a different way today. And it's kind of interesting. So I'm trying to really pay attention to this. And I don't know if it's the density from the solar winds. I thought at one point that affects. So it's a discovery. I feel like everything's a discovery. Every time I ground, I feel like it's a discovery. It's not the same. It's just always different.
Thank you. Well, that was re really beautifully expressed. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Sarah, this is Carolyn. I've been sleeping deeply, and I noticed, like, over the weekend, probably beginning on Friday, Saturday, a lot of anger and frustration. And then yesterday, I went. I've had long COVID for about 5 years, and it affected. I had fatigue and lung issues, and I went on a hike yesterday at a high altitude, and had an enormous amount of energy and absolutely no lung problems. And
Ooh.
today, I have this, like, unstoppable energy. I'm, like, trying to throttle myself back so I don't, like, blast my adrenals. But yeah, there's something's totally shifted physically.
That's excellent. Wow. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Okay, who else?
I
Ooh,
wanted to share,
Carla.
Sarah. Oh, I'm
Oh, I've
sorry.
got Tracy and Carla. Tracy, go ahead.
Okay. I've noticed I've been really practicing the connecting to the root chakra for the past few weeks. And it has been like a game changer for me in my grounding because I keep using like this one particular recording from one of our classes. And you mentioned how if you practice it, like you start kind of building like a muscle, like to it. If I don't know if I'm saying that right,
No,
but
it is. It is.
it's like now when I go to sit in grounding, I can ground myself much quicker, and it's like my body is like, oh yeah, here we go. It loves it. It's like it feels like it knows that it's gonna relax, and it just much more easily comes into like a grounded state, and it's like it anticipates, like it knows now. I don't know how to explain it, but it's been really wonderful because it's like I really look forward to grounding because I know I'm going to release a lot of tension, and I could just feel like the whole lower body open up and soften, and it affects. It just makes me feel much more safe.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, and I hope everyone hears that here. A little bit of practice goes a long way, and that root chakra is really important. And
Oh, yes.
it does feel great, doesn't it? I mean, it just
Yeah.
supports your body in such a beautiful way, and your consciousness, and
Well, yes, because I never really had that real experience in my meditation where I was really relaxed and could feel like that, what people would speak of when they were really relaxed and like they kind of got into like an altered state. But now when I'm really, when I go through the root like that, it's like it allows my whole lower body to soften. Then the energy really starts flowing. And then it really takes me to that place where I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like, so that to me has been really profound. So thank you.
And your experience, as you speak about the experience, and because the spirit, the experience is so grounded in you now, that as you speak about it, you are conveying that experience through your words and presence.
Wow, thank you. It's funny you say that because in one of my Zoom Patreon groups, we were talking about the energies and we all like to share tips. And I shared this with the other women and they were really excited about it. I was glad because I'm like, I know how much it's done for me. And I was hoping that, you know, it could share this with other people. So thank you. I'm paying it forward.
Yes, and it's really important that the your words match your experience.
Yes.
That's where the power is.
So thank you for helping me find this safe space within myself.
Well, your practice did it. You had made a commitment to practice that. And
Yeah.
that's what the benefit. You receive great benefit from that commitment to that practice.
I will say, Sarah, there's something with it's like your teachings have activations in your voice because. Like literally when you say something, like there was this one part of the grounding where you mentioned like you're connecting to Mother Earth's root chakra. And just when you said that, all of a sudden it was like I made the connection energetically when you said that. And it was like all of a sudden I felt this complete shift in my body and my body just unwound. I was like, what? Like there, so your voice was also, there's like a transmission, of course. I mean, we know this, but it was just really, really cool that I could feel that in what you were
Yes.
bringing through.
Yes. And so anything I speak, I am in that state of consciousness. So
Yes.
there, I'm never speaking from a place that I haven't practiced, cultivated, and made a part of me. And to me, that's how I was taught to teach by my teacher. And so it takes longer, it takes more practice, but the power and the ability to transmit it is the benefit of that type of practice.
Well, I received it, so thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm
Thank
glad you did. Okay. Thank you. And Carla, you still there?
still here. Thank you, Sarah. I'd love to, Tracy, thank you for your sharing. It was so invigorating. I loved it, loved it. And I just, the only thing I really wanted to share was lately I'm getting up at 3:45 in the morning, like clockwork. And that's when I ground. That's when I literally prep for the day, and then I can sleep a little bit longer sometimes. Sometimes not. It depends, but that's a huge change for me to have it in the middle of the, literally in the middle of the night. But that's what's been happening with me. So, hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
And I hope you're feeling better after your procedures.
Thank you. I was, yes, thank you. Oh, my apologies. My apologies. I just found out that my best friend died today.
Was that
And
sudden?
I've been very well, no, for me it was her sister expected it fairly soon, but I've been away from home and at a meeting this week, today and tomorrow, and I didn't find out about it till quite late today because of it, but and I was asked to sing for it, so I'm excited and petrified at the same time.
Well, let's all take a moment and connect with the light and the Mother Earth. Wish for your friend a beautiful open pathway into the light, and that her journey deepens in love and blessings, and that she'll share them with her loved ones here and beyond.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're very welcome. She's just at the beginning of this journey of crossing over. So keep her in the light and just send your love to her.
Thank you. I will
Okay.
do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. Who else?
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have definitely felt a greater need to be alone, to be doing practices. And I'm becoming more and more clear about the way that I'm impacted by other people's energies, even though I've been looking at that forever. I think that taking more time alone to be with all of this that we talk about each week, I'm able to see it a little bit more clearly and learning, learning how to navigate it and what I need to do. I'm definitely having deeper and more regular, experiences of just feeling aligned, feeling into that myself and my sense of what I would call union with the divine. So that has been really wonderful. And it's a little roller coastery, but it does seem like the heavier times are a little shorter. And then when I am feeling grounded again, it's a deeper experience than it used to be. So that's kind of some of the things that just as after you ask the question, just sort of sitting here and like, well, what's different? Because so many of the things I am experiencing, they're what I've experienced, all of my body stuff and my body. I feel like my body's constantly adjusting to a new frequency.
It
So,
is. Yes.
it just like doesn't stop.
Right.
It's it never fully gets there before it's time for another shifting. And I'm learning to let that be okay. I don't feel that way a lot of the time, but I feel that way sometimes, which is kind of a miracle. I can kind of say, oh well, okay, this is how it is. So,
Do you find that if you take yourself out of the expectations of everyday duties and tasks, essentially drop out, that it's easier then?
I'm not great at doing that. But yes, when I can be in that energy of
Vacation mode.
right. And because of my current living situation, I have the opportunity to do that more than I ever have in my entire life.
Oh, good.
Because of having to move out of my house with my family into an apartment because of mold.
Oh, I didn't know that. You had to move out? How long have you been out of your house?
Believe it or not, it has been a year. which I
Oh,
and we never
I do
ever
remember.
ever, right? We had an appointment last May and it was just happening. And so it's been interesting, you know, to look at the deeper reasons that don't have anything to do with mold, but have to do with just my needing to be alone and how that has impacted my journey in ways that have been really, really hard and ways that have also I can feel now. We never ever expected it to take this long to find a new house because that's what we have to do. We can't, it's too much. We can't renovate. We tried, and it just didn't get it all. So, yeah. So I've had, to answer your question, I've had more
Wow.
opportunity to step out because of my living situation.
That is quite challenging. That really is.
Yeah,
Wow.
it is. And letting go of, because again, you know, we thought we'd find something last summer, that it would have just been, you know, a few months. And there's just like nothing that has felt right for us. So I couldn't have made this up, that's for sure.
Yeah,
It
that is quite unsettling.
is.
Have you worked with the spirit of the land to ask to be guided to your next place?
I think I need to be more direct in that I have done a little bit, but not as much as I think it would be very helpful to me if I did more.
So, the spirit of the land is really who guides you to your next location. Okay.
Okay.
And they're the ones that land you where you're meant to be. So, in your daily practice, invite them. And be willing to surrender to the guidance, even though it may not be obvious at first, okay? But in your own being, be willing to surrender to finding the most optimal outcome for you and your family by aligning and communing with the spirit of the land. So, the spirit of the land, and I said communing and aligning, it's not like you're asking an outside force to direct you and find, like your spiritual realtor, okay? It's a communion. It's an energetic relationship that feels like you've come into sacred circle with the spirit of the land. And that will start opening up, each step to landing in the right place for you and your family.
Wow, this is so helpful. And you know how you invite us to commune with the spirit of the land where we are. So oftentimes when I've been traveling and that, you know, it's like I really hear that and I kind of connect in with where I am. Since I have absolutely no idea where we're supposed to be, how does that work? Do you see what I mean?
Just focus on greeting the spirit of the land and then allow for what opens up in your life without trying to project.
Okay, so even if the land is in some other state, because you know we get the message that actually we've been looking in Cleveland for a year and maybe we're supposed to be someplace else. So it's just kind of a the land of the earth.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's hard to get beyond your personal desires and thoughts and wishes.
Yes.
But you can trust the spirit of the land to bring you along, okay? It's
Yeah.
not gonna like plop you in the middle of Ukraine. Okay. So just communing with it without imposing any wish, desire, or intention.
Okay.
And then let it open up step by step.
Okay. Gosh, thank you so much for taking this time. Thank you, everybody.
Well, it's really good for everyone else to hear this too.